Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. We give you, in the A segments, the latest medical news of the week, and hopefully our take on what it means to you. And you can modify that, obviously, to do what is appropriate for you. And the B's, great guests, like last week's Tim Spector. That was 1043B. The week before was actually fun, too. That was Harry Okun, 1042B. And this week, we just recorded it. The book is Your Time to Thrive, about micro steps and how those can help you change behavior by, in fact, stacking habits or micro steps atop one another. So I want to thank you very much for downloading us, listening to us, and talking about micro steps with us on the B segment. But now we're going to do the A, and I want to talk to you about our energy drinks for kids. A good idea. That's our odd omega story of the week. And the basic message is, no, under the age of 12, pediatricians say no, no, no to caffeine. And between 12 and 18, they say limit it to 150 milligrams a day, kind of two soft drinks a day or two cups of coffee a day at most. And many energy drinks in the one package, in the one container that you would have 400 to 500 milligrams. They're enough to throw adults into a tizzy, enough to get you caffeine overdose if you have it too fast. Don't gulp them, whatever you do. And there's sugar and caffeine, not good for anybody, especially kids whose brains still need to develop. So try and avoid them till after age 18, if at all possible. Hearing loss is tied to less physical activity in older adults. How much? Well, when you lose hearing, you lose your social ties. That's bad enough. And that's probably the worst thing, because you lose stress. And now hearing aids are available and hearing assist devices that are really inexpensive, thanks to adding something to your cell phone, or thanks to, and I have no interest in it, thanks to Walmart and your cell phone device. Really, they've made them, they've gone from $5,000 to $7,000 for a pair of hearing aids to hearing assist devices are now in the $300 to $500 range. And by modifying them with your cell phone to up the amps, you really can get them very inexpensively. And that, by the way, hearing loss, not only do you lose your social connections, and that hinders your longevity because of stress and what it does to your brain power, but you also, in this new study, people who had hearing loss decreased their physical activity in general by 5 minutes. They almost eliminated resistance activities and almost eliminated cardiovascular activities. So in total, they cut their physical activities by about 50% a day. Horrible, horrible. So a very bad effect from physical activity. How long does it take to digest food? Well, it depends on what you're eating, but getting through your small intestine, on average, about 6 hours. And then how long it lingers in your large intestine depends on a whole bunch of factors, such as fiber intake, etc. But it doesn't take that long to get through your stomach and small intestine, which is really where you digest it. You want your kid to learn something new? Sign up yourself, too. That's right. The best way for you to learn something new for your child, that is to help your child learn something new, is to participate in a program yourself. So if your child says, I want to learn how to play ping pong, you play with them. If your child says, I want to learn how to play the alto sax, Well, maybe you take up the alto sax lessons yourself. Same thing with reading or other things. And speed of processing games that help you learn, help your mind expand so that you have less chance of cognitive dysfunction. Well, your kids can help you and you can help them learning how to do those specific games. What's for lunch? Often, it's what your coworkers have. That's right. This is actually very interesting. Study at Mass General Hospital, one of the world's great hospitals, where they looked at what coworkers ate. A huge number of 20,000 pairs or something. And what they found is if the coworker chose something healthy, you tended to get something healthy. If the coworker chose something unhealthy, you tended to get something unhealthy. If the coworker overate, you overeat, etc. So it is what your coworkers are having is often what's for your lunch. Sleeping too little in middle age? That's right. If you sleep 6 or less hours during your 35 to 55 year period, or maybe it's even extended now, you tend to develop, increase your risk of cognitive dysfunction, serious dementia, by over 30%. Who slept too little in middle age? All of us did, and in fact, I did. Almost every physician I know in training and practicing, we sacrifice sleep to be able to do more. Wrong, we were wrong. That increases our risk of dementia. Don't do what we did. And one of the other stories this week is what I like best is, in fact, is the younger you are at your first drink or your first marijuana use or your first other drug use, it is more likely you are to get addicted to that substance. So the point is, you shouldn't have any alcohol or marijuana or other drug exposure till you're 18 if you're a woman, or 21 if you're a guy. Now you say, what about alcohol? That, yes, that's true. You want to delay as long as possible because your brain gets changed by those substances, and that means you're more likely to be addicted. So try and avoid those substances. So what's our message? The longevity is the next disruptor, and the Roizen rule for a younger you is the same on this one on sleep. And that is, and it's one of my favorite rules, give sleep respect. It's Roizen rule for a younger you, number 18. And what we mean by that is you're going to live a lot longer with less disability. That's why it's longevity is the next disruptor. Or you could mean the be half the age you are segment, but we've called it the Roizen rule for a younger you segment today. Number 18, sleep 6.5 to 8 hours every night all your life, and you'll be much better than if you sleep less than that or more than 9 hours as an adult. The second rule, the Ottomega rule, and I actually am going to call it the be half the age you are segment, is choose healthy food for lunch, and your coworkers are much more likely to eat healthy. Set the pattern, and they will follow. Buy your food first that's healthy, and they will often follow you. And remember, don't let hearing loss stop you. Get hearing aids or your hearing fixed. And when you're young, remember, take precautions to protect your ears from loud noises, whether it's at the work site or at a concert or just on a freeway. Make sure you protect your ears with hearing aids or even earbuds that have nothing going through them so that you protect your hearing and those delicate hairs inside your ears, inside your middle ear, where those motion sound waves are transmitted into the electric waves that go to your brain. You got to protect those hairs in your cochlea very much, and that's a key, is to protect yourself from too loud sounds. I want to thank you for downloading us and for listening to this episode 1044A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. We have a great interview on the B segment, just like we did the last 2 weeks. Harry Okun talked about colostrum, bovine colostrum in 1042B. 1043B was talking about what dipping means and being a big dipper in your big sugar, if you have sugar meal, and what that means to your overall weight. And 1044 was the book that, of course, was written by the content editor of Thrive Global. Her book is Your Time to Thrive, and it really is the science of micro steps. That was 1044B. Thank Caitlin for wonderful engineering, and of course our sponsor, MyPersona.com. MyPersona.com, free site where you can go and find out from a test that's absolutely fun to take and free what you're missing in your nutrition or not, and get vitamins and supplements personalized to you and your activities and your diet. MyPersona.com. They're the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks again. See you next week with the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you, as well as another set of wonderful guests.